He's back. Seth Rollins is back in the mix. I'm excited. Also, we're back. We had a mishap last week with our recording, and so we missed last week. So to all my loyal fans out there, I just want to say we were out. Let's say I was due to injury, and it took a one week hiatus from casting, but I'm here to talk about. We got a lot to cover. We got Extreme Rules. We got Raw. We got Rollins. We got so much. Let's introduce my awesome guests this week. I got two rocking guests to my left here. Marissa Strickland.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm really excited to be here.
The female wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Which is like a unicorn, like a beautiful unicorn. although I did read a stat that there like are more female wrestling. Like the viewership is like 60-40 or something.
Yeah,
but okay. It doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, well, maybe it's just a lot of people being forced to watch with their male friends.
So willing, you know, volunteer women.
Which is a segue into my next guest, who I believe forces two women to watch for themselves.
Oh, quite all the time.
Yeah, Mark Calderaro. I just said it.
You
right.
got it perfectly
I
before,
said it before
air too.
And then I just got nervous. I got nervous to say your name.
You get one more shot.
Hold on, I gotta look at the spelling quick in my phone. Calderaro.
Oh, so close.
No, it's Calderaro.
Oh, well
Calderaro.
Done. There we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, get a real last name. What is this?
Are you from the East? The Italians are everywhere.
I know. And I'm a stage Italian, so I should know. The amount of Italians I've played in television is stupid.
You look like
so
one of
I
us.
I should know that. Yeah. Hey, so, guys, you guys awesome. You do awesome things in your lives. You know, Marissa's a comedian. Mark does a bunch of stuff. I don't care about it because we have too much wrestling to talk about. I'm worried we're going to go to time here. We got Alexis here, the engineer. I don't have time for you, Alexis. I don't have time for you today. I don't. I know you want to speak. No. Just work the board today. Today is not about you. Today is about Seth motherfucking Rollins, the best wrestler out right now, as far as I'm concerned. My favorite wrestler. Marissa's already shaking her head.
Yeah, absolutely.
The heat is on. Now, that's fine. There's a lot. I would say, so I love Seth Rollins. I'm a Seth Rollins mark. I was so with him. I was at WrestleMania 31, watched him cash in. I was in love with him before that also. I have such a man crush on him.
I was there too. I saw him swinging that belt at the top of the ramp.
I send
like
that gift to my friends
like
for no reason
man.
All the time.
I watched it televised.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's great.
From the state of California.
From the state of California. And it was a memorable event.
Yeah, so before we get into your heat on Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins is back. He came back 3 months earlier than he's supposed to.
Yep. Like a true CrossFit Jesus.
Yeah, like the CrossFit Jesus that he is. It's true. although he did say that because of his CrossFit, he would never get injured.
Yes.
And then he did. And then he did get injured. By the way, my brother's a big CrossFit guy, and he looks at Rollins' stats when they're like competing against each other in like the open or whatever it is. And my brother's better than him in certain categories.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And my brother will send me pictures of Rollins' stats and his.
Wait, why at the same gym or do CrossFit people know each other's things?
No, yeah,
yeah
it's
weird little thing.
It's like you all post your scores. It kind of goes on the honor system also, I think. But anyway, that's mm-hmm. this point. Seth Rollins, it doesn't matter. He is back.
He's
and
back.
I want to say that we needed him. Like, he's back and we need him. But I would say this. That's not true.
No, it's not.
Wrestling has been pretty great without him. But I say that we do need him in one capacity. Is that
what's that? Then?
We are missing we need him over Roman Reigns. Like we need a top guy, a star, a proven star at the top for these younger awesome talents to compete against. Who's not Roman Reigns? Because Roman Reigns is
too quiet.
Yeah, he's too quiet. Roman Reigns is not there.
Yeah,
so he's not there. So that's my thought: is that we need Rollins in that spot, and we have John Cena announced coming back next week. So we're gonna have great guys at the helm for these younger talent to come up and be. How does that strike my two beautiful guests?
Well, I just think Roman Reigns, like, I look at him and I'm like, oh, you're like mysterious, like one of those Easter Island statues, and I don't get it. And I think everyone thinks he's beautiful, and I think that's why he's there.
Well, of course. I mean, someone's got to be the face of the company, right? I mean, and I think he is prettier and has a less nasal, gross voice than Seth Rollins, right?
Yeah, but I feel like he doesn't even speak. Like, I want some zazzle. You know, there's like no pizzazz coming from him.
He's got the charisma of like a wet towel. Like,
yeah,
he's
as wet as his hair.
His hair is very wet. I mean, look, this podcast is focused. I would say that of the blank amount of hours we've done on this podcast, at least 10 of the hours have been dedicated to Roman Reigns' physique.
Can I lobby, because of how much there's a lot of either anti or only pro muscle Roman Reigns talk, can I lobby like a defense of Roman? Is that cool?
You can, but don't waste too much time on my podcast defending Roman Reigns.
That's all I'm saying is that, okay, here's it.
Or I'll swap you out for Alexis, the engineer.
If we think that this new era or whatever, like the Inditude era where we care about indie wrestlers and blah, 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 okay, and they're all like fighting to be good and AJ Styles, who better to be at the top of the mountain for all the Inditude wrestlers to try and be overthrowing
than John Cena?
Than the guy we've been yelling at to get out of the spotlight for like 2 years. We like don't want him at all, and he's being pushed by, you know, the brass. Like, I feel like Roman is the perfect person for us to all hate.
I agree with that point, except for the fact that he's getting You Can't Wrestle chance. Like, they hate him in a way that's not the way they hate John Cena. You know, when they boo John Cena, they're like, you know, John Cena, you suck because you're like, just, we're bored of you.
Yeah, we respect like, you.
But you respect him. Well, Roman Reigns is not really, he doesn't feel like people want him to be the champion, but he does. I think he's a better wrestler than he gets credit for.
Every pay-per-view match he's wrestled, except for WrestleMania, was like a really good match. Like, and it feels really
good. But also
he's
wrestling Triple H, who's partially to blame for that match also. Yeah, so, sure. You know, and let's get into, we're talking about Roman Reigns. We moved off Rollins pretty fast for me, considering, I would like to break him down head to toe, but that's okay. We'll get back into Rollins. Yeah. Let's talk about Extreme Rules main event, because we're talking about Roman Reigns. And how he gets these You Can't Wrestle chants. But Roman Reigns and AJ Styles had a great match.
That match was awesome.
That match was amazing. I really loved it. I was like, I saw PWG on Friday.
Oh, for the, was that?
Have
was
you
like,
been?
I've been multiple times and I very much enjoy. I saw Kevin Owens there, I believe.
Yeah, you did. Kevin Steen. You definitely did. He was there not that long ago, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
He's just risen so fast in WWE. But and like that's like the, you know, the cool indie show, right? It's the UCB of wrestling, and it's legitimately, if you live in the California area or you care about wrestling enough to travel, you must see a pro wrestling guerrilla show. It is worth your time. It's really the most insane thing I've ever been to. It's just a small room, like a cafeteria.
Yeah, it's like an American Legion Columbus Hall.
Next to this like retirement home where people are dropping dead in front of your face.
And there's a Rite Aid nearby.
There's a Walgreens for literally like taking pisses because the bathrooms are gross. It's such a fire hazard.
Yeah.
And these wrestlers come out and they're the best wrestling talent in like the world. And it's insane. But the point is that this match, even going that Friday, I was still blown away by this match on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, Mark, how did you feel about that?
I have come to expect from Roman that I don't want him to be anywhere around my TV ever, but whenever it comes to a big match, it's going to be a good match. His match with
the big fight?
Yeah, exactly. His match with Bray was great. His match with Big Show was great. His match with Daniel Bryan at Fastlane last year was great. Like, all those matches are great.
Yeah.
And this was, I was so pumped when they did that promo of like the slow motion, the phenomenal forearm, and him getting like Superman punched in the face. And I was like, that was great. And then they just one-upped me by giving me a midair spear from the phenomenal forearm. And it looked awesome. It was great.
And I think that like we all knew that AJ Styles wasn't going to beat Roman Reigns. We know that AJ Styles is not going over Roman Reigns. But they did a great job of not burying AJ Styles.
No, of course.
AJ Styles came out proving himself as like a main event guy, as a guy who should be in that picture. And he has his own great story that will distract him while Rollins, which is the whole Luke Gallows club deal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Which I'm a little, I'm unsure about the club. I'm skeptical.
You're not
skeptical.
A bullet club guy?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm Bullet Club, Balor Club, The Club. I don't know. I'm clubbing. Yeah. Maybe.
Also, the last thing I want to say about that match is the story, and we'll get into Bullet Club and stuff.
Oh, sure. I'm
but
sure.
The storytelling of AJ Styles, Roman Reigns' whole lead up on Raw's everything was amazing. That whole thing about like AJ's does he need to cheat to win? Does that feel okay for him? That was like actually great. That was like the best storyline. The most three-dimensional wrestling character I'd seen in a while.
Yeah, it was actually, there was some level of subtlety to the storytelling. There was some level of like, we're not just going to have a backstage promo where I outline exactly how my character feels at all points.
Yeah, and in that match, he hit his point where he was like, I'm going to hit everybody with a chair.
Yeah.
He broke, like he snapped. He hit everybody with a chair like a million times. I was like, oh my God. My one beef is like, you get hit with a chair that many times, I don't know, Roman Reigns like, should not kick out, but sure. It's fine. He had like one gasp of spear and he got it and it was great. How do you feel about AJ Styles, Marissa?
I don't have a big feeling on him. I like wrestlers that are fun shapes.
Fun.
I like them to be like giants or like have some fun sparkle to them.
Yeah. And how did you get into wrestling?
Well, because of Mike Carlson, who has been here.
Friend of the show, Mike Carlson. I believe he's Fat Carlson on Twitter, at Fat Carlson with a PH. Mm-hmm, hit him up.
He's great. But yeah, he and I were on an improv team for a long time, and like we still perform. And he was like, come watch WWE. And so basically that improv team just started loving watching wrestling together.
Right.
And I would just like live tweet it because I have divergent thoughts on wrestling. And that's what would happen. I think I lost a lot of followers because of it.
Well, I'm always torn about like, should I tweet about wrestling? Like, I know I'm going to lose. Anytime I tweet a tweet about wrestling, I lose a follower.
Yep, that happens to me. Absolutely.
Yeah. Every single time. And I was like, well, I'll have a separate account, but what am I going to build a whole following for it? And I was like, I don't know. I think I got to stick with my one account and just bite the bullet sometimes when I have a great tweet, like the time where I said that Susan G. Komen was going to enter the U.S. Open
Challenge. That's a good tweet.
When there were pink ropes. That's worth it. That's a good joke. It's worth it. No disrespect to cancer.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah. All right. So, you're not feeling AJ. So, can I ask about that? Because, like, AJ Styles, I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, he's kind of really, like, bad on the mic. He's, like, has a really, like, corny Southern guy.
He's mediocre-ish.
Yeah. He's, like, you know. But I just love him because I love hard work. Mm-hmm. I love people who grind it out. Like, I love the Louis C.K. path to fame. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
AJ Styles. That is a good way to describe him.
Yeah, I love the just, like, he's on the grind. Like, I've known about AJ Styles since I was 15 years old, and he was, like, the guy who was getting shafted, and he was in TNA, and he was, like, you're, like, hey, and I wasn't sold on him either. I was, this guy's kind of corny. He's, like, the X Division champion.
And he wore, like, puka shell necklaces or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, he went through a rough patch.
Yeah, he did.
He looks like he's been through a rough patch. Yeah. Like, he looks a little harried, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I think that's fair. But yeah, that match was great. And, you know, I would love to say match of the night, match of the year caliber match, except for the fact that this IC match, this Intercontinental Championship match was mind-blowingly amazing.
It was ridiculous.
And it was amazing. At Friday, I went to PWG, which is like where all these guys are from.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
Owens, Zayn, Cesaro, you know, these guys are all like PWG wrestlers. And then you got Miz
which
makes him such a great like heel. Is that he's just like a real world guy who like just cheats to win. These guys who are like grinding the indie scene.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm just going to go from real world straight to WWE. Okay, have fun, guys. Like,
I hate him.
You hate this.
Yeah.
But in the right way or the wrong way?
In the right way.
Yeah. That's why he's so good.
Yeah, because he's so like plastic look. Like, I don't, just everything about him, I'm like, ugh, but that's what I want.
And that cockroach cloak like outfit he
looks,
had.
Okay, when I watch that,
the greatest.
It like looks like and this is like a very specific reference, but I don't know if you ever saw that episode of DuckTales where there are druids running around. He looks like one of the druids.
Wow. I do know what you're talking
about.
That's really bad that we both knew what you're talking about.
Yeah.
By the way, friend of mine may not be writing for a reboot of DuckTales. I don't know.
Oh, get a druid in there. Get a druid.
I don't know if that's true.
Anyone who writes for the new DuckTales is a friend of the show.
Yeah, and there's going to be druid reboot. Yeah, right.
So this IC match. So let's talk about the spot of the cinch or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is a That's a Peter Rosenberg shout out.
The Canadian
destroyer. I'm a big fan of his. He says Sench. All his mannerisms sneak in. He's so good. But yeah,
he
so
is wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. Amazing. I plug Sheep Heat because I love Sheep Heat.
I'm more of a Shoemaker guy myself, but you could be a Rosenberg. We'll be good.
Okay. Anyway, so yeah, so I, man, I wish I was better at describing wrestling moves. But I'm so marky that I'm not like, yeah, that's a like inverted suplex into a flip-a-doo or whatever. But this move where Sami Zayn
flip-a-doo
is a great move. Well, flip-a-doo is my finisher. Actually, I had a finisher in high school. We used to like front yard wrestle.
Sure,
my friend had a bigger front yard than the backyard. It was just a layout situation, you know. But so we did a little front yard wrestling, and my finisher was the foot DDT.
The foot,
which
DDT.
Is like where I give a DDT to your foot. So I put your I put your foot in like in you know, my arm here, right in my like armpit, and then I just like hit it to the ground, and I would say that you know like it would
rumble,
it would hit your Achilles heel, you know what I mean, like your weak spot.
Would you shout anything?
Time to for the foot DDT.
that was the name. Was foot DDT.
You gotta get the name out there, or else people aren't gonna know what.
Yeah,
to call it.
Yeah, you gotta call for it.
I would be fine with the foot DDT because
the DDT is so dangerous to your head. I just thought it was so funny to do it to your foot. But then one day I was watching, I was on the network perusing, right? WWE Network $9.99 a month, CM Punk gives the foot DDT. Like one of his moves is the foot DDT.
No way.
I swear, I will show you video. I have it on my phone because I had to send it to all my friends. Like that's in his moveset. Is a foot. It's not his finisher. His finisher is even worse. But the GTS. I hate that move. But anyway,
I think it's good. I just don't think he delivers it well. But.
So Sami Zayn runs at Cesaro like full speed. Mm-hmm. He flips him into like power bomb position. Then he rolls down his back into I don't know, pin. I got to learn these terms, but what is that called?
I mean, well, okay, it looks like a kind of inverted sunset flip where you go and you're going to flip him. But instead, and it started out as kind of looking like a Hurricane Rana, but then instead what he did is he did this weird finishing move that is very polarizing called the Canadian Destroyer. And it's this thing where it's like a reverse power bomb, but it looks really fake because obviously Cesaro has to like jump and hit himself and like flip backwards. But it didn't look fake at all.
No, it looked so fluid.
It was so fluid. It looked like this magical thing that he actually just somehow with his thighs and knees just ripped the top half of his body to flip over and hurt himself on his neck. It was just insane.
That
insane.
Match was a must rewatch match.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever. You know, all stars. I mean, they're all those guys are all amazing.
And people used to crap on Miz, but I'm sorry, that man has proved himself. If you didn't like Miz 2 months ago and you still don't like him now, I don't know.
Yeah,
there's nothing we can do.
So this match is awesome. Miz wins in a cool storytelling way of like Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens clearly like can't get past their like beef with each other, and so Sami Zayn like lost the victory for himself by getting too angry,
not focusing on the prize.
And then Miz cheats to win. I love it, and that's leading into the Money in the Bank pay per view. Mm-hmm. And Monday we had all these qualifier matches.
Was Raw yesterday not the most watchable Raw
in months? I agree 1,000%. Marissa, did it feel watchable to you?
I watched
as the Cash fan.
Yeah, and I hadn't watched a Raw in a while. And I was just like, oh, cool. And I got excited about certain things, and then I kind of tuned out a couple times.
Yeah,
just because
yeah.
I was just like, oh, I don't know. I kind of like it when someone, I like it when someone like makes some big choices, like does some, like my favorite thing in wrestling is when people do like the wiggly legs when they're pinned. And I saw it a couple times last night, which
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I know you're talking about.
Okay, so
when they
I'm
go
pinned,
for a small package.
Like, no, so like if somebody pinned me and my little legs were like, oh.
Yeah.
like you're a cartoon character or something, or like a pill bug on its back. You know what I mean? Like somebody's like wiggling.
Right.
And
that's if somebody goes for like a surprise pin. You're like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm not actually hurt. Yeah, but I'm indicating that
it's
actually hurt.
Yeah, it's such
like
beautiful indicating. I love it.
I actually, I never even, the whole time I'm watching wrestling, I've never like isolated that observation, but I know that is true. Oh. Well, I don't know how that helps, but it's great storytelling.
Like, it just is like, oh, I can't get out of this, but it's like very, it's just the silliest, most beautiful thing.
Does anyone give like the best wiggly leg pin or just are they all good?
I feel like everybody did a really good job last night.
Good,
I feel like,
good.
I know we're like skipping ahead a little bit, but Dolph Ziggler, like great wiggly legs last night.
Yeah. Dolph Ziggler is the best salesman of anything.
Yeah, Dolph Ziggler's great.
Sell something.
Yeah. Yeah. Dolph Ziggler, I have him committed to coming on the show next time he's in LA and I can record. So hopefully he's a man of his word.
Okay. All right. I know that WWE is notoriously weird about like people doing stuff.
Oh yeah, never mind. He didn't say he'd come on here. He did say like he's never listened to a podcast before and doesn't
know what one is.
Yeah.
Unless
yeah.
it's put out by the WWE universe.
Right? Yeah. It was great. Mm-hmm. And friend of the show, Dolph Ziggler. guest at my wedding.
Yes. Oh man, I'm getting married soon and I really wanted to invite, we're in the process of trying to invite Stone Cold because
what?
Because when we were doing the confirmation, you know, when you're like, are you going to love and support these people? We really want to say that if you're going to love and support these, you know, these people in their nuptials or whatever, like give me a hell yeah, you know, and then yeah. everyone has a hell yeah. So we really want Stone Cold to just show up and do that.
Is it going to be in Austin?
It is going to be in Austin, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's if he sticks to his namesake, he should be there.
That's what I'm saying. And he's going to be at the Broken Skull Ranch or whatever, drinking some Broken Skull IPAs.
Broken Skull Ranch, 20 minutes away.
Exactly.
I asked Jamie if I could come down the wedding aisle. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
The aisle. That's the word.
Yeah. There's always like a stupid name for wedding shit. It's like the wedding, like a stream or whatever. Yeah. But I was like, oh, can I have Stone Cold music like for me walking down? But I knew she would say no. And even if she said yes, I wouldn't do it because I wouldn't want to do it. But I did. I did feel like, oh, I have to bother her with this piece of information. Yeah. Anyway, so So we're talking about this qualifier matches. It's a good one, just like in Raw. I just thought all his matches are awesome. It's a little bit like you know who's going to win every single one of them because you're like, oh, these are all the guys who are going to be in there. And clearly, Money in the Bank is my favorite. It's my favorite thing in wrestling. That's how I would describe it. Yeah,
it's fun.
And like, from anyone from a narrative standpoint, it's got to be the writer's favorite thing too, right? Because like. It just kind of gives you this free, flexible pass to be like, we've written ourselves into a corner. What do we do? Money in the Bank. You know,
WrestleMania 31.
Exactly. Yeah, it works so well.
Except last year they gave it to Sheamus, which is the Money in the Bank works best when it's given to an up-and-coming star, but you can't do it every single time.
Rather than a person we're dreading when they cash in.
Yeah, so who's winning the Money in the Bank briefcase?
Oh, man, haven't even thought about this.
It's Kevin Owens. I mean, it's 100%. Because
it should be on a heel, right? It should always be. Usually, the Money in the Bank being on a heel is a little more fun. Yeah, it could be Kevin Owens.
It just is Kevin Owens. He's the guy ready to be pushed into the main event picture.
He's also the guy that looks the most like a ninja. Like his little outfit is very ninja.
He does have a ninja. He does have like little ninja stockings.
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't even think. Yes,
he looks like a round ninja.
No, he looks like one of those. You know, when you're watching the old cartoon ninjas and they like show the humorous side.
Yeah, he's
and
the
then
funny
like,
ninja.
He's you know. He's in Three Ninjas more so than he is Surf Ninjas.
I also think his name should be like Coco, like K-O-K-O, because he goes, he always has his like initials everywhere. And I was like, it'd be way more fun to call him Coco.
Yeah, Coco.
Like Coco the Gorilla. It was just called like Coco the Ninja.
You have an amazing wrestling lens. Whoa, so that's really so the way you filter the information of wrestling is, it's not correct, but it's great.
I will have trouble not referring to Kevin Owens as Coco the Ninja now.
Yeah,
Coco
the Ninja. Yeah, please, he's great. Yeah. I think we should really like, you know, get this up.
That's
off
amazing.
The ground
so
floor.
Coco the Ninja is going to be the Money in the Bank winner.
I mean, 100%. You have an argument for anyone else. Right now, qualified for the Money in the Bank is Chris Jericho, Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens, Cesaro, and Sami Zayn. I don't know if anyone else gets added to it, or that might be the full.
Well, do we know what Bray Wyatt's doing right now?
Right now, he's nursing an injury, I believe.
He is actually injured.
Flashlight.
I think he's telling ghost stories.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Can I ask a question, though, really quickly? And this is really old, and I don't remember when it's from. But they, like, the Wyatts usurped this, like, little boy. This was maybe 2 years ago. There was, like, a little boy with him, and they're like, we kidnapped this little boy. And then the little boy just disappeared, and we never heard from him again.
Yeah, they murdered him.
Yeah.
You didn't, did you miss that
no,
part?
No, I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no,
they had, like, a little boy to, like, freak out John Cena leading up to WrestleMania 31.
Yes.
And it was supposed to, like, haunt John Cena, but it came off very stupid.
It was very confusing.
I tend to not like any of the, like, what do I want to say? Like, any of the magic.
You don't like magic. You're not the.
Undertaker gets a
pass.
Pass, but like his magic means he can control the lights.
Yeah, sure.
Which also like DX was able to do and stuff too. So like that's, you know, that's okay. When he starts being like, I'm gonna like spook you out. I don't know. It's done well sometimes, but it's not my favorite.
I think there should always be one supernatural character going through.
Yeah.
Right? Because it does remind you of that stuff. Like, I think Stardust is a necessary thing. I know that that's also big news, but like, I think Stardust is necessary to remind you of like how silly wrestling should be sometimes.
What's the news on Stardust?
Cody Rhodes has publicly asked for his release, or he asked for his release from the WWE and then posted about it. And he posted this kind of like page explanation why. Yeah, it was just a couple days ago. And it's a pretty good explanation. He's saying, I'm not going on a tell-all podcast. I'm not doing a bunch of stuff. But I have been pleading in a lot of ways. I realize I'm not my father. I am Cody Rhodes. I have to do best for Cody Rhodes. I think WWE has been great and respectful to me, especially respectful based on my father, blah, blah, blah. But I have to go another way.
Right.
It's kind of.
Yeah.
Like non-wrestling? Or just he wants out of this like gold?
No, he'll still wrestle.
Yeah. He's apparently the one revelatory bit of information in it was that for the last like 7 months, he has been coming up with angle after angle of how to become Cody Rhodes again. And like the writers were just like not hearing it and not even giving him a response about it.
Right.
So that was kind of seemed to be the last straw.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. This year, Cody, you know, I don't like Stardust. That's the thing. It's like, I liked it for a second, but I mean, as like it has no longevity. It's too over the top.
I hate Stardust and Goldust outfits. Like, I hate them. Like, they make me viscerally upset. Like, I want to jump out of my skin because they look like creepy little sausages. They remind me of that guy from Pulp Fiction, like that gimp
the
guy.
The gimp?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, and I hate
certainly,
it.
Certainly, Goldust in his older years looks more gimpy as the paunches, you know, poke out of.
I think that was his gimmick. Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah,
the asylum match.
The asylum match. I'm gonna defend it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even want to spend too much time on the asylum match. Dean Ambrose, I think he's another guy now is just wasting space on my podcast because all we do is talk about like how to make him work, this and that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Bottom line, it's like he's not working in any capacity for me. I don't enjoy his wrestling style at all. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like his promos.
Oh, Marissa's shaking her head and giving the thumbs down.
You're agreeing with me?
I'm agreeing with you. 100%.
Dean Ambrose does not work for me in any way. And also, he's starting to feel less over, too. He's starting to feel less over. And I think this match was like not the nail in the coffin because he can recover.
Yeah, sure.
He's a talented guy. Was the complete opposite direction of where I would have went with Dean Ambrose. It's like, you need to have him in the ring with great, like, the Sami Zayns, like, those guys, showing that he can wrestle and look like a wrestler.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, him, now he's, like, a fringe act in the WWE.
It's a weird spot. I love Dean Ambrose.
Okay.
I will, you know, I'm a mark and a half for him.
Yeah, you love a nice woman's tank top.
Absolutely. And jeggings.
Man,
there's nothing that gets my rocks off more than a woman's black tank top and jeggings.
Yeah.
By the way, you're looking him up right now, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah, because she wants to know what gets your rocks off.
But
he lumbers too much for me. He's
he does.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I have a whole new kayfabe where I just integrate everything of what I believe about the external lives of them in, and I love that.
Yeah.
And, like, to me, Dean, I get what he just feels like he's trying to prove something, but he doesn't know how to prove it, you know? And so he keeps trying to lash out in these weird ways, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes he comes off as he's half in, half out. But he just, like, he wants you to like him just like he wanted his dad to like him, you know, like, and his dad never liked him. And so to me, I just, like, love watching him try these different things to be like, is this weird? Do you like it? Like, hey, is this weird? Do you like it?
Yeah, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And then.
Like, that was good. Yeah. So, like, I just love this that he was like, he tried to have a good WrestleMania match, but of course it obviously failed because Brock Lesnar, like, wouldn't get hit with a bat with barbed wire on it. So then obviously Jericho came up to him, like, after WrestleMania was like, we'll do this together, kid. I'll get hit with a bat, or like, I'll do some stuff for you. And so then they had this match where they teased the fact that the WrestleMania match was so bad and they didn't pay off anything. And they made you think they weren't going to pay off anything. And then they did. I thought it was like a fun
story. The ending was
good.
Then he fell on the tax. I was like, no way Jericho's going on those tax.
Right.
Like, and then he did, and he was bleeding like a motherfucker. Like, Chris Jericho also, this is something, Chris Jericho is awesome right now. I got to say, I'm especially with this new era coming up, him just being like, I'm the best. And he's like this older guy who's like dressed like a complete like French asshole.
And of course, he never wears a shirt, but has the collapsed like bird chest that is unimpressive.
He's got a terrible dad physique.
Yeah. And he's in a bad dad rock band. Yeah. Like, it's just everything about
it's him awesome.
Just screams out of touch dad. And it's perfect in this new era where he just keeps like beating AJ Styles at WrestleMania.
I think these older guys should make like a coalition, like make like Sheamus, Jericho, Miz, like all these guys who are like, we're like, hey, we're the old guard, should like form some kind of like stable. The reason that like the storytelling is all over the place right now, because you're like, oh, this is the new era's here, blah, blah, blah. But you're like, at the helm of it is Roman Reigns, who's the heel, who's part of the new, like,
he's part,
but he's like not really part of it, because he's kind of represents the old era, but he's a new guy. So it's really weird.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I love the storytelling right now. It's wrestling. I don't know. WWE is in a really cool spot.
It's very
right
cool,
now,
and what were you gonna say?
No. I'm agreeing.
Yeah, and so that match was, look, it was a dud. I hope Dean Ambrose can recover. Like, he's like burying his career, as far as I'm concerned. And some of it feels like his own choice too, which is part of the problem. Is like,
do you remember how hot he was when he was against Rollins for the belt, and then they like fell off the ladder, both holding the belt, and then when they landed, he like let go, and Rollins got like, he was so close to being the like great world heavyweight champion, and I just look at him now, and I'm just like, you can't. I wouldn't put a belt on you.
Yeah,
like I wouldn't put some straps on you.
Yeah,
you know? But in the end, that's kind of how I felt about Charlotte, and she looks fantastic in the strap. Quite frankly, she is like coming to her own and is wonderful.
Yeah. So Charlotte. Well, we can get it to Charlotte in a second.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I jumped the gun.
I bet. Yeah. But we're gonna get to Charlotte in a second. Let's go back to Rollins for 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, you did not get to talk about Rollins as much as
we veered off and we kind of like mentioned him. But he's coming back, and now he's gonna be like in title contention.
Of course.
And it's deserved. How do you feel about him going heel right away? Like, he's so over. Roman Reigns is heel no matter what. Like, there's nothing you could do. You could try to pretend he's face. So now you essentially have a guy who's insulting the crowd.
Oh, yeah. He was, like, nagging them really hard.
Yeah, but which was great.
And the crowd was like, they wanted to be abused.
Burn our fan mail. Yeah. We love you hating
us. And I was like, why is that the best thing this heel can do, is, like, burn and not read fan mail? Like, that seems, like, so not a heavy heel thing to do.
But the thing is, he's not going to be a heavy heel, I don't think. I don't think he can be.
No, I don't think he can be. He's going to be so over. It's going to be, like, rock heel.
I will say, all of us were really kind of excited when Seth came out, and then were immediately upset when we realized that they were healing him rather than facing him.
Yeah, so. I mean, I liked the anticipation of, like, what is he going to do? Like, and I will say that, like, for a second he was doing the, like, Randy Orton, like, getting the crowd going, like, that face, like, like, cheer for me. And I was like, I don't like this. Like, and when he goes back to being, like, that weasel who's, like, being like, yeah, I don't need you guys at all. I think it's a really cool layered character, like the Weasel Rollins, who's like, fuck the crowd. You guys weren't my, and he holds grudges. Oh. He's like, you guys hated me when I was the champion. He's like, I was there. And he's like, I held this, my knees buckled. Yeah, I'm holding this company on my back. It was like, he's the best wrestler, I think, in the company. You want to argue Kevin Owens with me? You could argue that with me, but those are the guys right now.
Sure. And it's amazing. His injury only exacerbated like that in all of our minds.
Right.
Like, we knew he was really good. We knew he was good, but we were taking him for granted. Yeah. And he got injured, and then just we built up that myth, and we're like so excited he's back now.
He does everything like right. He came back and he had like, this is minor, but he had like new pants on. And I was like, yeah, those are cool new pants, right? Now, I know that's, and he had a new shirt, which I've already ordered. I ordered that shirt before he did anything.
You just saw the shirt in, and you were at WWE.com.
Wearing the shirt, and I was on the shop, and they had it up there. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And I'm like, oh, that shirt's amazing. I got to have it. He's the man. But he came in, and I'm just saying, like, he works in a way where you're like, he packages himself great.
Yeah.
His promos are like, he's saying the right thing. He always does a move where I go, yes, that is right. Where like Ambrose does the opposite. He's wearing the wrong shit. He's like, he's not wrestling correctly.
Yeah, he's the lunatic fringe of the Shield.
Yeah. Seth Rollins, the one thing I think Seth Rollins brings to the table that's amazing is that I'm remembering, because like, these guys disappear.
Yeah, you're
like, oh, what did I love about this guy? So I started watching some stuff, and I was like, this guy is incredible at wrestling completely different on Raw and pay-per-views.
Yes, he does.
Whereas, like, Kevin Owens doesn't do that. Sami Zayn, these guys are bringing it, like, they're going 1,000% always, where, like, their pay-per-view matches, I'm like, yeah, I like that, but I saw it. Rollins is busting out, like, big impact moves that he's saving, and he's still able to have great matches on Raw that are not where he's going 70% or whatever.
Which is really interesting, because part of Rollins' thing is that he's really flippy and acrobatic and wonderful, but you can't flip too much and be a heel. Because once you start flipping too much in matches, then people start cheering you because they want to see you flipping stuff.
Right.
And so, like, whenever Rollins wrestles, he wrestles like a heel, and he, like, stays low to the ground, right, and he'll, like, go up, whatever. And then at pay-per-views, he's just like, eh, fuck it. And then he just starts doing some awesome, you know, pulling out some awesome stuff.
So what? How do you feel about Rollins, Marissa? Yeah, I feel like you're not into him, and
I'm not
into
him. I will say that.
How dare you come on my podcast and not be into my favorite wrestler?
Not like the Architect.
Okay. Well, I think in Raw this last week, I was transfixed by his hair because it looked drippy. Like if you watched the entire thing, it just kept dripping further and further down the lapel of his jacket.
Yeah.
And it looked like a child's runny nose, like when it's just like dangling there and like waiting, and you're like, can someone's mom please clean this up?
Yeah.
I felt anxious for him how much he was ruining that suit. he wet his hair, like it's almost like he forgot his like pre like through the curtain routine. He forgot his routine. It's like I wet the hair 10 minutes before, then I put the jacket on. he forgot about that. So like he was, and then also his pants were really tight.
Yeah.
You notice that where he like must have been squatting way too much the past couple months, where his quads are like bursting out of his pants. That's why, you know, wrestlers, why they wear fanny packs is because like their legs are so thick.
They can't fit things in their pockets.
So like wrestlers are always rocking fanny packs. you can't, but if you're a wrestler, if you're a good wrestler, you can't fit a wallet in those pants.
That's the test. So we had the drippy hair, but we were talking about this a little off air, is that we both think that Seth has a problem. He looks too much like Roman Reigns.
Yeah, 100%. Like, they were, like, arguing over who had drippiest hair in that first bit. Okay.
Well, I'm going to counter that by saying this. Roman Reigns looks too much like Seth Rollins. Okay?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
well, I guess Seth Rollins has lost his blonde streak.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Which is kind of, and I'm immediately noticeable of like, ooh, now I have no way to distinguish you to a casual fan.
He was growing it out for a while, but that he had to get rid of that thing. That thing was,
it looked stupid.
It was too stupid. It was cool when he was in the Shield because it differentiated him from the three, you know, especially because at that time, Roman Reigns was getting all he's the eye, like, attractor.
I mean, look at his eyes. They're beautiful.
Yeah, well, his eyes are not as nice anymore because he's not wearing contacts anymore. Do you notice that?
No, we absolutely noticed that. So he used to have blue eyes, right?
Yeah, he wore contacts.
Right, okay. We weren't sure which were which, if he's wearing contacts now to look more heel or if he... Or if he took out the contacts to look more heel now. But he just has, like, gray eyes.
They took him out because it was stupid.
No, but are you kidding? He looks so attractive with those blue eyes.
Yeah, they're piercing.
Well, I know. He's a stud. I mean,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, it was the right choice to make him face, to, like, put him in. Listen. And now they're like, he's kind of heel. Let's take him out.
You know,
like,
this is a guy who doesn't even have the balls to show us his midriff. Okay? This is a guy. Look, Seth Rollins is out there shirtless showing you his CrossFit bod. Very lean. And I hate that. We talk about this also eats my whole podcast up. Alexis is just all he's hearing about. We even Googled pictures of him and found someone photoshopped this picture of Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins having like gay sex. So if you
is this what eats up your podcast time? Wait, I'm
yeah,
confused.
Yeah, it does. This podcast gets very, you know, homoerotic, but that's cool. It's a progressive podcast. But like, I look it up because you want to see what he looks like. Like, why is he wearing
like
this vest?
Wrestling trunks? Yeah,
you know
sure.
what I mean. Like, why is he wearing that? What is he hiding? And if you Google his pictures, he looks great with no shirt on. So I don't understand the vest. It doesn't. It's a heel. It looks terrible.
I mean, it's just to look tough, right? Like, isn't it kind
of?
Like,
but it's cheating. Like, it's part of what made him a bad guy during when they were trying to push him as a good guy. You're like, you don't look like a hero. You look like you're like, oh, I'm gonna wear a piece of armor to fight.
Like a SWAT team.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think we can move on to Charlotte. I'm excited for Rollins. Sure. How do you feel? Where do you think where should we go with Cena coming back? Where are we going leading into SummerSlam with Rollins, Reigns, like Lesnar? What do we think the main event of SummerSlam is gonna be?
Not gonna lie, for me, I mean, I think they're putting Cena back in the U.S. Championship, in the U.S. title. That's why they gave it to Rusev, right?
Yeah,
they gave it to Rusev because again, Rusev's gonna go.
He deserves it, and he's beautiful, and everybody loves.
Yeah,
Rusev.
We, you know what? We should talk about Rusev. You're right, Rusev, because Marissa has a real lady heart on for Rusev
so much. It would be my dream to like meet him and hug his thigh. Like that's
really funny.
All I want to do.
I had a
could
meeting.
You get your arms around his?
I don't think I could.
Yeah.
No, to me they're like the most perfect like. Honey glazed turkeys, like the kind that you would want on Thanksgiving. They look like two beautiful, not turkey legs, but like full big old turkeys.
It's true.
There's not.
And he also is. I don't know if you've noticed because you guys know I'm very into the male fashion of wrestling. Actually, the female fashion also. I know Alexis can vouch for this. I'm constantly speaking about the makeup of the divas gotten like. Significantly better.
Although I don't know what Becky's doing, but we could talk about that later. Continue.
Yeah. But I'm saying like Charlotte from when she came to my wife is a performer, right? She's on TV. She's a stand-up. So I know about like TV lady makeup.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and for a while I was like, oh, I wonder what they do. Like it's a whole art form.
Yeah.
And they figured it out for Charlotte. We're like, oh, good. Yeah. Now she looks like Lady Adonis, you know?
Yeah.
It looks great.
Yeah, she looks fantastic.
Even if she's sweating and stuff. But that's not my point. We're talking about Rusev. So I'm into male fashion. Rusev he was wearing like longer shorts, and then I guess he got some upper leg confidence.
Yeah.
And he's like switched to like a full on high waisted diaper look.
And
I guess.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm sure Marissa enjoyed that that transition, that legal transition.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that conversation? Do you think it's like Lana being like, just being like, you know, you have amazing, like...
And he's like, no. And she's like, yes,
you have amazing upper thighs.
Your upper gams are fantastic.
Yeah, like,
darling.
You need to show it.
Yeah. You know, but he is in wedding shape. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, they're both
he
in wedding shape. She's so
pro.
Hot.
Oh, my God.
Marissa, is she hot?
I mean, she looks like a woman that would be designed by a computer.
So, I 100% agree. I was talking about Rusev being hot.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Anna.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that couple? Like, just from the aesthetic standpoint?
I mean, I think they seem fun because I've seen photos of them, like, hanging out in Hawaii together. And, like, just, like, looks like, you know what I mean? They're hanging out with someone that's smoking weed. And I'm like, oh, they're probably fun.
Right.
You know?
So I think it feels so crazy when you're watching wrestling because he is such, like, a monster.
Yeah.
That you're like, oh, my God, this guy's so scary.
I bet he's like a teddy bear, though. Oh, you know what I mean? He's such a little sweetie. He's got cool little feet.
You love Rusev.
I love Rusev.
Wow.
Like, I love him. I love
him. So I think you're right. I think we're going to go Rusev U.S. Open Challenge because that's just sweet. Yeah. Everyone loves it.
And then Cena and Cena.
I think Rusev
come
should
and make
win
Rusev
clean.
Go 0-4 again.
They got to let Rusev win clean.
They want Rusev to work.
They're
not going to. Because
I don't know.
They
I mean,
just keep failing Rusev.
Vince McMahon seeing Rusev being in like this good of shape, he might be like, all right. Like, all right, let's do it.
Vince will get his Vince body boner on and actually give him a shot. Yeah,
I defend the Vince body boner.
I just
boner.
Think it's fun that they're doing like a Cold War thing now.
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
We haven't had enough of that lately.
It's always relevant. Yeah. All right, cool. let's soiree onto Charlotte, who we were talking about her makeup. Let's talk about. So, I mean, the match in Extreme Rules, I don't have much to say about. I thought it was
fine.
Not good. I thought it was whatever. I thought it was a weird spot where she did grab the ropes from the pin, from the submission, and they were like, didn't break it up. Did you understand that?
Was it in a submission match? Are there rope breaks?
Oh, I guess not.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Are there not rope breaks?
It's on the announcers, it's on the commentators to tell you.
Yeah, JBL said something about 5 seconds, but I didn't understand that. I was like, so there is a 5 second rule, so I didn't know if it, whatever, I was confused.
Quite frankly, yeah, I mean, rules to me in wrestling are just a distraction.
Yeah.
Unless they're extreme.
Unless they're extreme. But I thought it was good. I think Natty is a good wrestler, and I think she puts on good matches. I think it's interesting that they haven't given Charlotte like a clean win in a while.
Yeah.
Charlotte just constantly cheats to win every single time, even though she's showing her wrestling skill very well, and that's fine.
But, so on Raw, they phased out Ric Flair. They switched Dana Brooke for Ric Flair, essentially. How do you feel? Yeah, Marissa, Marissa's fired off.
No, my feeling on that, like, number one, like, I didn't get it. But number two, like, Ric Flair, like, his little sad face was so sad.
Oh, we were crying.
You know, and I think that's the thing with that segment that was weird. This is the second time that, like, they've emotionally crossed a line for me with the Flairs. The first being when Paige mentioned her dead brother. And I was like, and here's the thing with it, is that I don't care that they do it. It doesn't bother me because it's wrestling. They don't seem comfortable with it. Like, she was upset yelling at her dad like that. He was getting sad, and it was not making her feel good.
Well, and the audience hated it. The audience was like, we're not on board for this. No. We don't want to hear what you have to say. And I was like, why don't they want to listen? Like, you know what I mean? There was like to me, I was curious, why was the audience so aggressive?
Yeah.
Because they love Ric Flair. Because
it also means Ric Flair is off TV. Essentially means Ric Flair is off TV now, right?
Yeah.
That's what that means. Is that we're going to not have Ric Flair.
It's so funny. Like, they did such a good job together of making Charlotte heel, even though she's with the most charismatic, most beloved person in wrestling. But they did it. They successfully made a heel, and then you want to make her even a bigger heel? Make her turn on the most beloved, like, character in wrestling.
But I feel like she's in a weird zone where she's doing well in a way, but doing not well in a way. Like, she's not good at handling the crowd at all.
No, I hated watching that because, like, she couldn't, like, get control of the crowd and just, like, finish her little speech.
Just pause for crowd. Yeah. Just pause. It's time-honored tradition of you pause for the crowd or just plow through them. Just ignore her.
Yeah, that's what I
would
do.
But she's like uncomfortable performing in that capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's true.
And I think that but to me, it's that she's welling up. Look, she's clearly a good person. You know,
I saw her speak at Comic-Con. She seemed very lovely.
Yes. So she's playing this heel role, which is definitely out of the box for her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it.
I think you're getting work, bro.
You think I'm getting work?
I think you're getting work. Yeah, I think you're getting work.
Explain.
What do you mean? I mean,
how dare you come on my podcast? Insult Seth Rollins.
No,
tell me I'm getting work when I'm an expert on wrestling, or I wouldn't have a podcast. You know how hard it is to have a podcast?
I think that there is enough reverence for the Flairs that there is no way that they would have some writer sign off on mentioning the dead Flair without Charlotte giving an affirmation of yes.
Okay, so I yes.
So
yes,
her
yes. No, sorry, sorry. Yes, sorry.
No, and yes, she might have been absolutely like uncomfortable with actually doing it, but I don't think that was done against her will. And if anything, it added more gravity to added meta gravity to it.
Yeah.
Just as you actually knowing that the things that Charlotte were saying were true about Rick, that he was gone 280 days of the year at least, and he wasn't much of a father, and like. Her saying that, clearly they have a good working relationship now.
Well,
and their whole thing is predicated on yelling at each
Mark,
other, right?
Mark, I think you're getting worked.
Yeah?
Okay. Listen.
I think you're just
saying No. I agree with your point. I'm not saying that they don't sign off on this. I'm saying it's so real that when they're in the ring confronting it, they're not confronting it honestly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
which
sure.
Is the problem.
Well, they
can't okay.
Confront
if she
it,
was
honestly,
crying,
though.
She would still be a heel. That's where wrestling writing becomes horrible.
Yeah,
she could get in there and just be like, you know what? I have Dana now, and you know what? I'm still mad at you. Like, this upsets me. Because her saying it was upsetting her when she was trying to act angry about it. You could be upset and still be a villain.
Sure.
And you'll be a better villain by showing that vulnerability because then we know where it comes from. But instead, she's just trying to plow through it. But let her cry. Right. Have them both cry and then hit them. Like, that would have been awesome.
That would be beautiful, but she couldn't handle the crowd. Like, I think the crowd kept, like, getting in the way of whatever, like, emotional thrust she was trying to go for.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I think, so I think we're agreeing. I agree that they're allowing to do it, but I think that Charlotte's agreeing to stuff, and she's playing ball, and she's even pitching this stuff because she thinks it's good, let's say. She's totally on board. But when she's getting in the ring, and she has to say these things out loud,
she's not pulling,
you know,
it
when
off
she's
exactly
in that, like,
she
ring
is.
Therapy, it's like, ooh, you're not being honest about how you feel about this. You're trying to use this as a wrestling angle, which is also gross. So that's also the part of it, is that it's a little gross.
It is gross.
And that's why her dead brother thing felt gross to me, because it was used as a wrestling storyline as opposed to honesty.
I know. I absolutely understand. I mean, I'm in love with that because I think the wrestling industry has always, like, flirted with this weird thing of, like, of we're not going to actually acknowledge it honestly emotionally, but we'll acknowledge it in the ring, which is why the McMahon angle is, like, so good.
Right, it's so weird.
You know, but yes, the dead Flair thing, I mean, I enjoyed it and I get it, but I understand that no one else did.
Right. cool. So, well, what do we want to squeeze in here? I mean, AJ Styles breaking with the club. We didn't get into that too much, but that'll be interesting because we might get Finn Balor, like, at some point, which is, you know, him joining with them. I don't know when that's going to happen. I'm starting to think that that's going to be botched tremendously because I think they already had the opportunity to make that cool, which was putting AJ, maybe put AJ over and have Finn join, and then they're, like, an actual powerhouse. But if they're going to just be, like, if they're going to use the storyline to, like, have them internally fight each other just to, like, fill a pay-per-view slot, I don't know. I'm not that. I think you got to do something cooler with Finn Balor. Like, he's bubbling. And now you don't need him. With Rollins coming back and with Cena coming back, it's like, well, now we're inserting Finn Balor into a spot where we don't necessarily need him.
I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happened.
Yeah.
That, like, that Finn Balor was going to do something, and then Seth and John were like, no, we're back. And they're like, oh, hold on, Finn. We don't have room for you.
What, Marissa, what did we not cover that is on your mind? Is there anything? Any of your thoughts? Because you have an interesting lens for wrestling that I'm fascinated by, which is the maybe the female lens.
I don't know. I think it's just, like, my weird brain.
Choosing it's just you.
Parts.
That's great. So I want to know what you've picked, because I think
Well, I thought that, like, I hadn't seen New Day in a little bit because I haven't been watching
New Day.
Yeah,
and the vaudevillains.
Yeah, like and they, like, look so much more like Lisa Frank stickers now than I remember them looking like. And I don't know how they became that rainbowy. But I think Big E does cool little wiggle legs. He's got
You love the wiggle legs.
I love his eye work. He's always doing really good eyes.
And he is weirdly shaped.
I know. And I love it.
Okay. Like, all right. I'm seeing the trend. I'm getting it.
Who's your favorite shaped wrestler of all time?
I mean, Rusev. Oh, but I also fucking love, like, Bushwhackers.
Oh, they're weirdly shaped too.
I love them. When they came back, it was very sad. Just because it's hard to see people with, like, canes and stuff.
Yeah.
But, especially doing this arm motion, but they were getting
honored in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. Yeah.
I was obsessed
with
the Bushwhackers as a kid.
I think they're the coolest. I love their eye work also. Like, they kind of go in two directions.
Yes.
They
certainly do.
Like, I don't know. Not many
weirdly shaped bodies, eye work, wiggle legs.
Yeah. That makes a wrestling champion to me.
Oh, man.
Great. It's an interesting look. I'm into the aesthetic of wrestling. I think you should break down, like, that. That's the kind of stuff that makes wrestling awesome. Is we break down shape. We break down shape. We break down, like, I'm noticing Rusev taking a quarter inch off of his booty shorts. Like, that's what makes wrestling ridiculous and awesome. Mark, anything that we didn't talk about that you're like, I'm dying to cover this? We did cover a lot.
We didn't talk about Enzo coming back.
I wanted to talk about that because he's fun. Like, he's, like, energy. And, like, other guy, who is he with?
Big Cass.
Okay.
Who I hear is set for a big push.
Yeah.
The word on the street is that Vince McMahon is, which is not surprising, is into Big Cass because he's 7 foot tall and, you know, you can't teach that.
Yeah, it's unteachable.
And that is unteachable. So what were you saying about Enzo? So you love Enzo. Of course you would love Enzo.
Yeah, he's like a Ferrari.
He's rooster shaped.
Yeah, he's like, woo-woo. Like, his hair's insane. Yeah. He feels like a reference to, like, 20 years ago, you know? And he's just like all, like he's a little star that's exploding.
I mean, he was a manager at Hooters. He's a little, like that was that is real.
Really?
Yes, he used to be a manager at a Hooters, which if you look at that person on TV, you think, "Oh, Hooters manager." Yeah. Right? Like that's
wow.
Yeah.
That job feels very teachable.
All and that is able to be taught.
Pick that up in an afternoon.
But when he just showed up, all five of us were all watching it. And, you know, we're enjoying the push that Big Cass has been getting. Yeah. He's been shining a bit on his own. But, man, I was brought to earth and reminded of who the star of that duo is when he just came out clucking like a rooster and running around like a maniac.
Yeah. I don't know if he needs to wrestle, though. Like, why can't you Big Cass and his manager and best friend is, like, Enzo? Yeah.
You know
like
why? That, it's money. That's why, right? Like, wrestlers make a lot more than managers, so Xavier Woods is going to wrestle as long as he can and before transitioning in the manager role.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a sad answer, but like, I'm sure that's it.
I never thought about that. I figured like, they go by talent. Like, Enzo's a proven talent, you know, that's it. So here's the last question and then we're done, Alexis. I know Alexis the engineer is thinking about burritos and lunch.
Not gonna lie, I've been seeing her Googling all these wrestlers. She's enjoying
it. No, she loves it. She's the best. So is Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Does Roman Reigns retain against Seth Rollins? You know, Seth Rollins losing can hurt the brand big time of a Seth Rollins. And do we go right into SummerSlam? No, there's another pay-per-view in between, definitely. Yeah.
I would not be surprised. If I were to have to make a bet today, I would bet Roman Reigns retains until at least SummerSlam.
I feel like something like that will happen too.
Yeah,
because I think they want to like tease it out, like they want like Seth to, you know what I mean? Like we want to root for him a little bit more before he gets it.
Yeah, I think they'll. I agree. I think Roman Reigns is losing that belt at SummerSlam, if not retaining at SummerSlam, unfortunately. But they will schmoz up the Rollins loss.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Rollins will not lose clean. We might see a Brock Lesnar return. We might see because you know that match never ended, right? Because it was like did Sting show up. No, Undertaker showed up.
Undertaker
showed up. You know, man, I'm so excited to see Seth Rollins. I love him. I can't wait
bubbling,
for him.
You are bubbling in your
seat.
Right now.
I look at his I look at his dick pic before I go to sleep.
Yeah, sure. He, is that still on the internet?
Nothing's ever not on the internet. I can't wait. This is the last thing we're going to say. I can't wait to see him do that suplex off the top rope into a middle of the ring suplex.
Yeah.
That is the shit. I love it. And I'm excited. I wish you would go back to the curb stomp.
Me too.
It's a bummer because it is hate crime. But
it's just going to be like the Randy Orton punt that he's going to act like he's going to do it every now and then and make you think he's going to do it and he's never going to do it.
Yeah. All right. Well, still doing the pedigree. Anyway, guys, thanks for coming on. Thanks for talking wrestling with me.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You, yeah.
Where can we find you guys on the social media website?
I guess I don't tweet that much, but you know, follow me and then unfollow me when I
Big
tweet
sell.
About wrestling.
Big sell.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Big sell.
You can find me on the Twitter, which is at MarcCalderaro. I do often live tweet pay-per-views, especially hashtagged with my fiance, Cat Smack, where Catherine, who talks really, really mean stuff sometimes about the wrestler's lifetime, especially
awesome.
Kevin Owens. She cannot stand Kevin Owens. So at Mark Calderaro.
Well, she doesn't know what she's talking about. Kevin Owens rocks. Anyway, you can find me, Dan Black, on Twitter at DBlackAttack. Send us emails at comediansofwrestling@gmail.com. I'm still working on getting myself a UCB comedy email. I've heard that comes with the territory over here in UCB. Yeah. Keep watching wrestling. Bye-bye.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.